Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show here for episode 105. Before we jump into, for my interest, one of the most interesting episodes we've had in a long, long time, let's do some level up stuff with Berg and Ramus.
Yeah, great.
Max, we'll start with you. What does the Charactermancer have for you at level 12?
I don't even know what the Charactermancer is until you mentioned it.
Hit that little thing. So on your character sheet, there is a there's the core bio spells. I know you don't have to click that most of the time, but the little gear at the end, if you click that, and then if you scroll down, there's like a mace and a hammer.
Launch level Charactermancer.
Launch level plus Charactermancer. Yeah, click that, and then it'll just walk you through.
What do you get? He's allergic to level 12. It's going to be a bad one for Mike. I called you Mike. That's cool. Let's just go with it. Let's go, Mike.
Oh, well, okay, so I manually changed my level to 12. So should I change that back to 11 and then do it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, change it back because it'll do it for you.
Yep.
Okay.
Because otherwise it'll think you're going to level 30.
Cancel. Discard and exit. Yes. Change it back.
Yeah, it's like, are you sure?
Well, should I change my experience?
Yeah, change your experience to whatever experience you hit.
Okay, so barbarian, level 11, and then I keep my experience as is, and now do the Charactermancer.
Yeah, that shouldn't. I think the experience is just a
numbers. It's just
a text field.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now we hit next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are your options?
Eric will be level 12. Oh, this is neat. All right, so I can roll or take the average.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
The average is 7, I'm assuming, because it says
it'll
7.
It'll tell you there, yeah.
Yeah, it should say.
7 is HP.
7 plus your con, but your con's going to be added no matter what. So,
yeah.
You roll a d12 as a barbarian, so.
I don't like rolling. I'm going to take the average.
Yeah, right. It's just the smart move. And then... At level 12, what do you get as your like level bonus? I think you just get an ability score improvement.
Or a feat.
Or a feat.
Last feature is rage ability score increase. So I choose a path. Yeah.
So the thing is like you'll get rage beyond death at 14, and that's your next zealot thing. Everything else just comes from core. So you either get to increase one stat by 2 or
two stats by 1.
Yeah, or
you can do 2 stats by 1 as well. Yeah. Cool. Mm. That's good.
Well, if you up your con to 14, it retcons and gives you HP.
Oh, really? It goes all
for
the way
each
back
level.
Down?
Oh. Yep.
So yeah, you would get another 12 HP.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That'd be kind of nice.
Or you can take a feat, because sometimes feats are pretty great.
Yeah, you can take, don't you already have the toughness feat?
I have a lot of features.
No, I don't think so. I don't think Berg has any feats.
Okay. What? For some reason, I thought that he took that once upon a time.
Booker has like a toughness feat.
Maybe that's where I'm thinking doesn't. That's from.
What it is. Yeah.
I'm not really sure what I'm looking at. Ability score slash increase feats.
You can just show your screen if you want to.
True enough.
Look it up.
Here.
I know you have that power.
Segundo. Green cap. Smart selection. Here we go.
Doing it live.
He does get a subclass feature or something. Choose your path. So click that drop down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even zealot. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So when you click primal path. Oh, okay.
You won't get a feature. It's just so that the game knows.
Knows.
It's just so that the Charactermancer knows what path he's on.
Yeah. So hit next.
Next.
Uh huh.
Raise up to 5 times per long rest.
Oh, see, that's good.
Nice. That's
nice. Yeah, then you'll get to choose. I think if you hit next, Yep. So you can either choose an ability increase or a feat. That's how you do.
You can increase two of your abilities by one or one of your abilities by two.
What happens when you click on the feat?
Nothing.
The character mancer was weird. When I hit that too, it didn't show the feats as well. So if you want to take feats,
do I actually get it?
Yeah.
You can take a look. You have three choices. One stat gets bumps up by two. Two stats get bumped up by one, or you can pick a feat from the player's handbook. Or I guess
right. player
feats.
Right. Yeah. I don't have any feats that come to mind. I do know that constitution bumping it up by 12 and getting 12 extra or two.
You could get suggestions for feats. Charger might be useful for you. So when you use your action to dash, you can use a bonus action to make a melee attack at the end of that dash. Or if you move at least 10 feet in a straight line before you make this action, you can gain a +5 bonus to your damage, or you can push a target. Because I notice you run into fights a lot. So that's what I do.
Option. I only do that because
you could take durable. So you could take durable, which increases your con by one, and when you roll hit dice, the minimum number equals twice your constitution modifier. That makes short rests better.
Is there anything that would help with being feared? Since we've realized.
Maybe.
That's a pretty big, weakness in game, as it were. Do I get to attack three times this week?
Here we go.
No,
you could take resilient. You gain the following benefits. You get one ability score up by one, so you can still get that con boost. And you get proficiency in saving throws using that ability. So you could take like a wisdom boost and get wisdom proficiency in your wisdom saves. So that's an option that would certainly help. I don't know. Lots of options. I would say look through them.
Yeah. I think I'm going to kind of look through them, cause this is something that I could easily adjust right before the next game.
Yep. Yeah. I would say.
Yeah, if you take tough, you get 24 hit points and right away. And then every time you gain a level, your hit point maximum increases by two. So that's nice too.
That's cool.
Lots of options. Take a look in there. I'm sure that our patrons will have suggestions. Tweet at Max. Yep. Tell Max what feat to take.
Yeah.
Also, so if I just hit next and don't select it now, is it just I can just change it on my own?
You can just change it on your own, yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Then I will hit next and do that.
Yep, and then apply changes.
Apply changes. That's neat, though, that they have that in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's adjusted your HP in real time. It's so cool.
It's relatively new, yeah.
Well, it's not like Skyrim, so I'm still at level, or it's Right. 8 HP or something like that?
8, yeah. I think. Yeah. 8 or 7.
Yeah. Hey, I'm at 1, eight. Man, so, you know.
Damn.
Yeah. What did you get, Dan, when you leveled up?
Clerics are dead boring from 12 to 17.
Yeah, nothing fancy at all? Just some spells.
All I get is an ability. I just get an ability score increase.
Oof.
You got some cool stuff going for you already that happened recently. All right, it can't always be Christmas every time you level up.
What are you going to put your ability score into?
I'm probably going to do a feat instead.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's already very wise.
It's true. He already does have that 20 wise. Con. Yeah. Well, cool. And then Zeke, I know you said you weren't close, but are you within 1,000? Without 5,000? Where are you at?
It's 3,400.
3,400?
3,400. Yep.
You could probably do that next episode, maybe, depending.
Well, and that's the thing.
Depends if you want to talk to your dad or not.
That's what's really holding me back is my goal choices at the beginning and figuring out halfway through the adventure, that's not going to happen. And just going, God damn it.
Yeah.
I should have just picked. No, honestly, when Ramus said, find another sentient being, that was on my list of I bet I could do that one. And then I went, what if we get back right away? And then Adam, through explaining, says, you want to get back home, which you're probably not going to do. And I went, fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's true.
So I'm going to be taking lucky feet.
Practical.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. The goal stuff it's more short-sighted unless it's something that you can work towards over a long time, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, the chances of you resolving all your goals in one session are very, very low. So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the lucky stuff.
If you can do one per session, that's kind of what I want to do.
Right. Yeah, it's a good goal to strive for, Zeke. Yeah. what I did there. Anyways, back to my comment of this being the most fascinating episode, most interesting episode yet. Yeah, I love this world. I think this world's fucking. I don't want to say a breath of fresh air, but it's definitely like interesting to be thrown into a world where what we know as characters and what we know as players is just flip flopped and it's all on its head. And I'm having a lot of fun with that. I'm still trying to figure out exactly how. I think Maharib's is going to get more irritable the less he sleeps, and so he's going to have more like random outbursts of throwing bricks at people. But I'm also trying to figure out how I want to, because like I think he's upset at the guy shooting him, but there's also more embarrassment than there is being angerful or angry at the guy, or at the girl rather. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But I'm definitely interested in this world both as a player and I think Maharib is as well. I think that I can kind of speak for the cast as a whole there. That we're
that's good. I'm glad.
We're all super into everything that's happening thus far. and it doesn't sound like we're going to get out of here easily or soon.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a place. It's not a place where people just like come and go as they please. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And how the fuck are we going to resolve the sleep issue? God, that is just. I know how I'm going to do it now, but like for Berg and Maharib, our tanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, I don't even Rolls think.
Drunk, maybe? I don't know. Is that sense?
Woo! I don't even think Ramus could heal 132 HP with all of his spell slots. I could be. He'd have to roll pretty well, I would think.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's a spell that goes full HP.
I can heal you for 70 with a six slot spell.
Oh, is that the opposite of harm or whatever?
Yeah.
Just heal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might have to do something like that. Yeah.
Wow, though. I don't even know. Like, so. We were just in the void the entire time, so it doesn't really. There's no specific point to start at. Maraborn, that was always like the big thing that it was mentioned. That chat was just like, oh
yeah, that sounded sick.
Yeah, all three of these characters are like obviously the business is a human, but your gun shooty person, they're a Maraborn, or that's what they call themselves, and then the cleric guy, their dowser, they're not human either, but they're also different from Gun Princess. So it's, it's something I'm interested in seeing you guys kind of learn more about as we go.
Yeah. It's really cool. I'm super into it. I saw Max talking in the chat a bit about how he was being silent as Berg, but I feel like kind of the exact conversation that Maharib and Berg had at the end, like he can't really comment on anything. And I think he understands that both as a player and a character, because if he says he's a fucking like warrior of heaven, we're just gonna die. They're just gonna turn around.
Well, I was thinking about that because somebody asked in the chat too. Like, if we think about it the way that the real world thinks about necromancers, it would depend on the person, right? Because like even in real life, there are people who put on titles or put on airs, or like there's a reason that samurai made like demons for their face masks, right, when they went into battle. So saying like I am Berg, Hammer of Heaven, would be like me now being like, yeah, I'm Adam, Prince of Hell, fuck yeah. Like they'd be like, okay, cool, you're tough and cool, that's your thing, right? Yeah. Like I dress up like this forbidden monster that everyone hates and is afraid of. So like the right people would appreciate that. They'd be like, okay, I get it, you're like taking the forbidden and like making it into your part of your scary aesthetic, and like that's how we do. I get it. But more like religious or fervent people would probably be like, no.
Yeah.
I really was in heaven, guys. I swear.
Well, yeah, I wasn't necessarily worried about our three friends. I was more worried about the fact that if they go back and tell someone at the Necropolis,
right, yeah,
that, you know, there's the servant of heaven amongst us.
There's a clean slate here. And yeah, especially if that gets amongst to the any sort of Mara, like proper Mara, like, oh really,
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what I was immediately worried about, and also worried about Dan casting spells.
yeah,
like if they, we didn't really like talk about. They've never even seen you cast a spell, as far as I know. So,
well, they were watching us cast me cast spells, so it just looked weird to them. They didn't know what it was.
They watched the fight.
Oh, they were there for the whole fight. Okay.
Yeah, that's they were watching you fight. Then.
And I guess are you? Well, no, you're still. Your spells still come from the fountain, right?
Yeah. It didn't seem like they knew what it was. They just thought it was cool and interesting. Yeah.
They could tell you're a magic user, but like they haven't seen everything in the world, right? To be able to be like, "Oh, you're from somewhere else." They could just be like, "I don't know, you cast spells different than me." But also like, "I'm not a wizard or a sorcerer or a bard." Like there's lots of different ways to cast spells
that you're not familiar
here. Yeah. Yeah, I just worry about what's going to happen if we hit the necropolis and whoever is just like, "Hey, what the fuck are you doing here?" We just get roped into the worst shit show, and I'm at 1 HP and Berg's at 8. And have
part of it, and this is very much by design. Part of it is you're going to this like no man's land necropolis that isn't particularly owned by one group, so it's easier to blend in or easier to hide or like operate. Rather than going somewhere where one Mara is like, "This is my shit, and everyone is my servant, and I am in charge, like an eye of Sauron, I'm gonna get you," right? So you have this kind of lawless place to go and hide out in, and kind of go from there. Yeah,
yeah. I think I'm most interested in just exploring the world, not necessarily even the necropolis. Like, I want to see if like the fucking town or the city that we destroyed is still a thing. Or if there are primordial gods that walk in this place, kind of like there's primordial gods in our world that are forgotten about, and like how all that shit works. Like there's so many different facets that I'm interested in.
I love that their reincarnation cycle is way different.
Yeah.
Where it's every day, everything comes back the way it was, but sometimes messed up and weirder. It's not always perfect resurrection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing can be born and nothing can die.
Yeah.
I wonder how that works with like eating animals, like eating animal food. Like, do you, when you eat them, when the cycle like comes back around, like, does the nutrition like go away from your body and go back into the fucking like dead thing?
Maybe everybody in the corner of the void is a vegetarian. Ooh. Maybe you don't eat animals here.
I said, "Can you hunt animals?" And he said, "Not here."
Yeah, no, there are animals. They have them. But yeah, you'll have to find out how that works.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I love too what Ramus brought up as well with the idea of there being finite souls, just like there is in our world. Except the souls are not, like, did we mention the word soul to them specifically?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, they didn't know what that meant.
You said souls, like, cause Ramus said my house or our plane is like it's like this, but like there's a limited number of souls, and she thought you meant like that was a kind of thing, like how Berg is a half orc and you know you're a human. She was like, "Oh, you like there are souls, that's a kind of thing."
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool. So I think we're all just pretty interested to dive in next week and see what else is going on.
Interested to sleep as Berg, that'd be great. Awesome. Starting to get flashbacks of when I had exhaustion every single episode. like a week or multiple weeks or however many times it was.
Yeah. Are we going to make con saves, Adam, at the start of the next episode?
Yes, until you can solve the exhaustion problem. It's definitely a risk.
Okay.
But I think it's within your... I think the solution is within your grasp.
I don't want to do it anymore.
I know you have trauma. You have berserker trauma from just being exhausted all the time.
Yes.
But like it seems easier for like, Yoda. Sleep again.
What are you gonna do? Like cry and hate everything? Berg, your whole thing is that you're strong. But if you're not strong anymore,
it's rough. Ugh. So yeah, we'll see. I also like the this is more specific to Mahariv and Yota, but I like the drink behind the back type deal. Cause I think I'm as a character irritable right now. So if he finds out like it's not, I'm not just gonna like steal your wine jug. Like, I might throw it down on the ground. I might try to like shatter it or some shit like that. We'll see.
Nah, you have to catch me first, buddy.
Yeah. The other thing too is like, if I can't sleep, you're in a much better position to just say like, fuck off. Like, stop fucking, go fuck yourself. So we'll see how that goes.
Want to try that fight again now, Mr. 2 points of exhaustion?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. Cool. Anything else you guys want to bring up and talk about from the episode? Or are we?
Is this good? The first time Maharib went down? Did we say that?
Is it?
Is
I don't
it?
Know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've never had to heal you before.
I guess that's true. Yeah. You going down. That might be the first time that I died. I think I actually made a comment about that a long time ago, that it's the first time that Maharib's ever fallen in, or that Maharib's never fallen in battle as a like character, as a person. So I did not think about that.
That might be something cool, like RP to work through.
Yeah. Well, it kind of got, I wouldn't say taken away from me, but Adam made the comment from the character like, hey man, I'm sorry for killing you. And then we were so interested in like what's going on with the world that I didn't really have a chance to be like, I didn't have a chance to react to that as Maharib. So I think that there will be a conversation.
What I thought was fun about that comment was that it was less like, I'm sorry I killed you, and more, I'm sorry you didn't die.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to teach you a lesson not to fuck with me, which is why I used this slug thrower. And I wanted you to hurt real bad and then die and then wake up and be like, damn, I shouldn't cross them again, because they made me hurt real bad before I died. But then you didn't die, and your friends were all like keeping you alive, and you were suffering, and they were like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
It's very confusing for them.
Yeah, so I think he'll definitely, if he can't sleep, I don't think other people are not going to sleep as well. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that all goes. I'm excited for next episode.
There's always a chance that you die, and then you just come back like all the others.
I know.
I tried it, tested it yet.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
hopefully we don't have to test it, but we might be forced to at some point.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see. We will have to see. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Zeke. I didn't consider that, but now I definitely think that's a big thing.
Well, it's kind of like been like a friendly grudge that like, you're just a fucking HP tank.
Right.
And to see you go down was kind of like he's mortal.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a little note. Fucking 70 HP in a round, man. That shit.
That hunger was insane. Yeah, he fucked you up.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Well, he was frenzied because you cast the healing spell. Is that what happened, Adam?
Yeah, if anybody heals within a certain distance of the hungry, it gets advantage and deals an extra 4d10 damage on every attack on its next turn.
Gotcha. That's where the 70 damage came from. Yeah.
And it gets two. It has two attacks.
Yeah. Funny enough, I was fine from that. It's just the fucking slug was doing 2d10 and then, or 2d6 damage each round, and then Adam rolled max damage on it. Otherwise, I probably would have been fine. Mm-hmm. So, with one HP. Yes. But, I do like the fact that I literally took a fucking knife to my chest and tried to carve a worm out of it.
Gotta get it out of there. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up. But yeah, that was fun. That was fun. All right. We're going to get out of here. Thanks to everyone once again for your support here on Patreon. Make sure to go and watch, if you are of the tier, watch the DM lecture series that Adam's going to be doing on Thursday. If you're watching this here on Tuesday, the 26th of February. If not, go catch the VOD if you're watching it afterwards. And we'll be back next week with more Court of Swords. We'll see you guys then. Have a good one. Bye-bye.